Yemen's Ansarullah and the former government have reached an agreement to start redeploying their forces from Hodeidah. The United Nations said in a statement that the parties will implement the, quote, phase one of the redeployment of forces under a UN-sponsored deal. The statement, however, did not give more details about what the place have agreed on and what the next phase would be. Representatives from the Yemeni parties agreed to cease fighting in Hodeidah during talks in Sweden in December. Under the truce deal, the rival parties also agreed to withdraw their troops and deploy UN monitors to the port city of Yemen, going through worst humanitarian crisis since Saudi Arabia and some of its regional allies have launched a war on the Islamic Republic, on the Yemeni country. Our correspondent Mohammed Al-Attab says many hope that the warring parties' agreement to start redeploying Hodeidah forces will be the delivery of the humanitarian aid.
During his meeting with the UN envoy to Yemen, Mr. Martin Griffiths, the leader of Ansarullah, Abdulmalik Al-Houthi, has expressed his group's readiness to fulfill the agreement. He has complained also to the UN envoy that the Saudi-backed government has not fulfilled its part of the agreement regarding the redeployment of their forces, especially in the southern areas, and also allow the food supply to go through the main road that links Hodeidah with other major Yemeni cities. So many hope that this first phase will play a great role in the in paving the way for the humanitarian aid to go through the main road, and also would also force the other party to fulfill their first part of the agreement to redeploy from the southern area of the Hodeidah seaport city.